VAT is normally charged on the sale of goods or the sale of services in the course or furtherance of a business. However, if a whole business is transferred, and that business is transferred as a going concern, then such a supply is outside the scope of VAT. In other words, it is not treated as a supply of goods, and it is not treated as a supply of services, and therefore no output tax is due to be accounted for on the supply of that business.
The sale of a business will only be treated as outside the scope of VAT if the conditions within Statutory Instrument 1995-1268, Regulation 5, are met.
Let's start off by having a look at the conditions necessary to be satisfied in order to achieve the TOGC treatment.
The first condition is that assets are to be used by the transferee, i.e. the new owner, in carrying on the same kind of business. There is a wealth of case law in the area of whether the conditions for transfer of a going concern are satisfied or not. One of the leading cases in England and Wales is CCE versus Deerwood Limited. In the Deerwood case, we had a company which sold reproduction furniture. The company became insolvent, and another company bought the stock, took over the premises, took over some of the old company's obligations, and claimed a credit for input tax. Customs denied the input tax credit to the purchaser on the grounds that it had acquired the transfer of a going concern. Thus, VAT should not have been charged. The company argued that it would be carrying on a different trade, so the TOGC rule did not apply. It was proposing to fit kitchens, and it had made the purchase in order to obtain the leasehold premises. The court held that the test was not whether the same business would be carried on after the transfer, but whether it could be carried on after the transfer, and it held that there was a TOGC. The European courts seem to support this view following the decision in the Zita Modes case, and HMRC have issued Business Brief 905 to clarify their approach.
Continuing with the conditions which have to be satisfied, the next condition is that if the transferor is a taxable person, then the transferee must become a taxable person. If the transferor is registered for VAT, then the transferee must either be registered for VAT already or become registered as a result of the transfer. It is not possible for a transfer of an unregistered business to be a transfer of a going concern. The starting point is a non-taxable person, so both seller and buyer must be registered for VAT. But if the transferor is not registered, of course the transfer is outside the scope of VAT in any case.
If only part of a business is transferred, then that part must be a business in its own right, capable of separate operation, if the TOGC provisions are to apply to it. Sometimes there may be many similarities between the old and the new business, but there is some essential element that was not transferred between the two parties.
If it is not possible for the seller to supply the whole business capable of being independently run, then a TOGC is not being supplied.
There is quite a good decision that illustrates this point. Two traders purchased the stock of sweets and equipment from a petrol station. However, they did not purchase the petrol franchise. The franchise could not be transferred between seller and buyer. Instead, it had to be surrendered, and then the buyers had to apply for a new franchise from the wholesaler. Now, customs contended that the purchase was of a going concern, but it was held that since the old business was selling petrol, without the franchise from the petrol wholesaler, the shop was not transferred as a going concern. Because the franchise could not be transferred as part of the business, what had been purchased was not a TOGC.
Whether the transfer of a business is the transfer of a going concern or not can lead to a dispute with customs. It is essential that the correct treatment is applied, because incorrect treatment can lead to penalties, interest, whatever. If the transfer of a business is a TOGC, then VAT must not be charged, and if charged, VAT must not be recovered by the purchaser. So the purchaser cannot recover VAT charged from customs because it should not have been charged. Instead, they have to go back to the seller and recover that from the seller, who in turn will have to recover it from customs if they paid it over to customs as output tax. By the same token, if a transfer is not a TOGC, then VAT must be accounted for on the individual assets as normal, and if not, then customs will want to know where it is, and that is when the interest and penalties could apply. If a business is transferred as a TOGC, then it is regarded as neither a supply of goods nor a supply of services. Now, this effectively means that output tax should not be charged by the seller. If output tax is charged in error by the seller, it cannot be recovered as input tax by the buyer. So, if it was charged, the buyer has to go back to the seller and get the VAT back from them, because they should not have charged it in the first place.
If any input tax is incurred when purchasing the business, for example, solicitor's fees, accountant's fees, that sort of thing, then that input tax is business input tax, but it is not directly attributable to making a supply. Following the case of UBAF, input tax will be recoverable based on the supplies that the newly acquired business will make. If the newly acquired business will make only taxable supplies, then all the input tax on acquisition costs will be recoverable. As for the seller's position, the issue of whether this input tax is to be treated as residual or as attributable to the nature of the business that is being sold has been reviewed by the European Court of Justice in the Abbey National case. The ECJ decided that it should be attributed to the nature of the business being sold.
Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. Tony is a retailer. He wants to sell his corner shop to James. The sales agreement lists the following assets that are being sold at their agreed sale prices. There is a leasehold shop, which is on a 50-year lease worth £100,000. Goodwill, £23,000. Stock, £52,000. Equipment, £25,000. Giving us a grand total, so a grand sale price, of £200,000. Now, James is going to buy the shop lock, stock and barrel. So he is taking everything and he plans to run it in a very similar way to the way that Tony ran the shop. Can you calculate the VAT that is due on the sale of this shop and then just click for the answer when you are ready? Well, of course, it was a trick question, because hopefully this is quite obvious that the transfer of the business is a transfer of a going concern. The seller is VAT registered, and as long as James registers for VAT as well, which he presumably will have to do, then we are looking at a transfer of a going concern here. Same business being run before as is going to be run after the sale, and so we are outside the scope of VAT. No VAT will be charged at all. It would be a VAT-free transfer. If a transfer of a going concern is from a VAT-registered trader to a new owner who is not VAT-registered, then it is possible to apply to transfer the registration number of the previous owner to the new owner. This would also transfer to the new owner the responsibility for the past VAT history of the old business. So, if the previous owner had committed any VAT misdemeanors, the liability for those would transfer to the new owners of the business. And as a result of this, it is not very wise to apply to transfer the VAT registration number between old and new owners, unless, of course, it is a situation where there is a very close connection between the two. For example, when a sole tradership is being incorporated, you are going from sole trader to a company, the company being owned wholly by that sole trading individual. If the VAT registration number is not transferred, then the new owners do not have any responsibility for the VAT affairs of the previous owner of the business. And so, in general terms, this is probably the best way to structure the transfer of your business, i.e., by not also transferring the VAT registration.
Moving on now to business records. Where a business is transferred as a going concern, the seller will normally keep his business records. Where the buyer elects to retain the seller's VAT registration number, for example, on an incorporation, the business records will be transferred to the new owner. The seller must make necessary information available to the buyer to enable the buyer to comply with his VAT obligations. The above has come into effect from the 1st of September 2007.
Previously, the law required the transfer of the business records from the transferor to the transferee of a TOGC. However, in practice, the transferor was often unwilling to do this because of the Companies Act accounting rules, which require the retention of the records.
I want to illustrate the special rules for land and buildings by working through the following example. Here is Joe. Joe owns a factory, some plant and machinery, and some stock. Joe would like to sell his factory. In fact, really, Joe would like to retire, but because his factory has the most value of all his assets, he wants to sell it to raise some cash to retire. Now, Alex is interested in buying Joe's factory. Alex is a partially exempt trader, and this is where the problem starts, because Joe's factory is 2 years old. If Joe was to sell his factory to Alex, he would have to charge the standard rate of VAT, which Alex, being partially exempt, could not recover in full. So Alex and Joe devise a WISO scheme. Because Joe is planning to retire anyhow, he asks Alex to buy his business, so the factory, plus the plant and machinery and stock, are all sold together. Alex is going to use the factory to carry on a similar sort of business to that which Joe carried on. So he would use the plant and machinery and the stock and the factory in the same way as Joe. Thus, we will be looking at the transfer of a going concern, and thus, we will be looking at charging no VAT. What a fantastic scheme, or is it? To stop clever schemes like Joe and Alex's, customs state that land and buildings, which would be standard rated if sold on their own, are not covered by the TOGC rule. Now, two supplies of land and buildings are normally standard rated supplies.
These are supplies of new commercial buildings, which are buildings less than 3 years old, and land and buildings on which the option to tax has been made.
So these assets are not covered by the transfer of a going concern rule. In other words, they are not outside the scope of VAT. Now what this means is, when new buildings or opted land and buildings are transferred as part of a business, all the other assets are transferred VAT free, but the land or the building has to have VAT charged on it. Unless the buyer opts to tax the asset. Because by opting to tax the asset, customs know that when the asset is passed on in the future, VAT will be accounted for then. So, it is only a delaying tactic, and they will see their VAT eventually, which is really all that they are concerned with. The option to tax has to be made at the same time or before the transfer of the going concern takes place. Otherwise, it will not work, and VAT will have to be charged on the asset. So, for Joe and Alex, the way things stand, the 2-year building will not be covered by the TOGC rules. Thus, Joe must charge the standard rate of VAT on the building sold to Alex. The other assets will be covered and hence transferred VAT-free to Alex.
However, if Alex makes an option to tax over the factory building before or at the same time as the transfer, then all of the assets will be transferred VAT-free.
Alex must, however, remember to charge VAT when he supplies the building in the future.
It should be noted that where a building is transferred as part of the TOGC and is subject to the capital goods scheme in the seller's books, the purchaser takes over the remaining capital goods scheme adjustment period.
Let's just mention a few further points on TOGCs. If there is any doubt about whether a sale is a TOGC or not, then the seller could be exposed to a liability for VAT to customs if it is not charged when it should have been, and the purchaser is exposed to not being able to recover VAT if their VAT has been wrongly charged in the first place. So this is a situation that you do not want to get into. In such a case, it is normal to include clauses in the contract for the sale which state that the purchaser agrees to pay VAT on the transfer if customs rule that it is not a TOGC, and the vendor agrees to supply a VAT invoice in such a case. Sometimes, an amount equal to the VAT is lodged with the solicitor until customs have given a ruling, but of course, this depends on the individual transactions taking place. Customs are unlikely to rule in advance to say whether a transfer is a going concern or not, because they are unlikely to have enough information to give a ruling until the transaction has taken place.
So, it is advisable to word the contract in such a way that purchaser and seller do not suffer.
Anti-avoidance provisions come into effect from the 18th of March 2004, designed to block a complex avoidance scheme involving the need for cooperation of a third-party developer and the establishment of a special purpose vehicle, SPV, either by the user of the building or the developer. The rules for transfer of going concerns, TOGC, and the option to tax were amended. There are two main variants of the avoidance scheme. TOGC with an opted property. The amendments to close this scheme will remove the desupply of TOGC of property in certain circumstances so that the developer's supply of the freehold is taxable, and disapply the option to tax for the partly exempt user's SPV, causing the VAT on its purchase to stick with it. This is done by requiring anyone making supplies under a lease, but who did not make the initial grant, to apply the option to tax disapplication test as though they had made a new grant. Sale of a company with taxed lease. The measure will again close this variant by, where there is a TOGC, removing its desupply so that the developer's supply of the freehold is taxable, and, in all cases, disapplying the developer's SPV's option to tax, causing the VAT on its purchase to stick with it. The disapplication will be triggered when there is any consideration used to purchase shares or securities if this consideration originates from someone using the building for an exempt purpose.
Now time for you to have a go at a question. Tick the statements which are correct. Good luck. And that's the end of the lecture on the transfer of a going concern.